The Guardian.
The seminar, which has been meeting for 18 months, from which this article in the RUSI journal comes, takes the considered view across the expertise of all those participating, and they include, as you may want to know, senior military people, diplomats, academics, politicians, businessmen and others, take the view that the United Kingdom is indeed a target, and what makes it a target, which isn't, in our view, well enough understood, is the divided nature of our society. And why that matters for many of the risks that we face in the security and defense field is that if we haven't got a settled view in our own minds about who we are or who our enemies are or how to deal with them, then if you're dealing with an enemy that is implacable and has a very clear sense of who it is, and Islamist terrorists come immediately to mind in that regard, then you play to their strengths and you make us weak.
You say that one of the things that making the situation worse is the fact that the majority has a misplaced deference to multiculturalism and a failure to lay down the line to immigrant communities. Could you explain what you mean by that?
Well, I think this is now a very generally understood sentiment. It became quite clear after the bombings in the London Underground that the approach of multiculturalism interpreted in the slack way that says that somehow you are showing respect to people by letting them do their own thing, have their own sets of values, even if they run contrary to the main values of the society, that this is actually counterproductive, because in this country, as has happened in the Netherlands, for example, which followed a similar policy until it also changed, what this does is actually create more a ghetto environment for those who are encapsulated within fundamentalist beliefs. And so that lesson, I think, was well learned. People like Trevor Phillips from the Commission on Racial Equality have understood that.
Your report calls for the creation of a new cabinet committee that would coordinate security policy. How would that work?
Well, it actually calls for two committees, and these are very carefully thought through and powerful constitutional innovations in the British system. What the Cabinet Committee will do is to create a circumstance in which all the many different organs of government which have an interest in security and which are at the moment fragmented can be brought together, and it will be an analysing and a judging committee. That's why it won't be chaired by the Prime Minister. It'll be chaired by a senior Cabinet Minister, not him, in order to make the executive decisions that are made under the Prime Minister's chairmanship more coherent, more balanced, more closely connected to a joined-up government policy on security and defence. We think that it's vital that Parliament be brought back in a powerful way, and that's why the second of the twin committees is a committee of both houses, of which all members will become Privy Councillors if they are not already, which means they will take the oath of secrecy to the monarch, and where the chairmanship will be by a senior member of the opposition.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.